and Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ecology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. My name is Don Nikoloff. I'll be with you for the next hour. And before we bring our guest up on this June the 4th on the West Coast, now June the 5th on the East Coast, I want to just mention that there's been quite a bit of chaos going on in Congress. Seems we've had a Mr. Greenberger before Congress yesterday, describing the manipulation of the markets by, and we're talking about the energy markets, by an individual group working on behalf of the CIA, of course, that's Enron. And it was quite damning information that came before Congress. I perceived that the revelations that he was espousing before the cameras and the microphones was sort of a scolding session for Congress, almost as if it were a warning. And it was definitely a diversion, because yesterday and today, the author, editor, publisher of worldreports.org, the International Currency Review, and numerous other intelligence, geofinancial-related publications, Christopher Story from London and New York, published a very interesting story about 7,000 lockboxes being, let's say, raided by Scotland Yard and some 300 police officers in three locations in London and just outside of London. What is significant is there were also some walk-in safes, and they presume that they have found much of the stolen money, money that has been laundered from our U.S. Treasury, and of course, this is rather dangerous for those in power right now, because their corruption is being exposed big time, and we have not heard a lick about this in the mainstream media. I was the first to bring this up on the radio, as far as I know, anywhere in the country today, and this is the second time that I'm mentioning this story. If you want to read about it, go to worldreports.org and read what Christopher Story has written. Also, it is posted on my website, directlightproductions.com. Go to the news page, and you can read about the arrest of the people running this storage facility. These were security boxes, like safety deposit boxes that you would have in a bank. This company has been doing business since the mid to late 1980s, around the time that the money theft, the massive theft of Treasury funds began under the Bush administration. And this is quite interesting, because the revelations before Congress yesterday were alluding to Enron and a CIA operation, as if this was a warning that anyone who had profited from that better not step on anyone's toes. And I'm sure that that was a message being delivered to Congress. Mr. Greenberg was very nervous. You could hear his voice quivering and shaking and quaking. And I didn't see the video, but I understand from talk show host John Stapmiller that his hands were shaking, and you could see that very clearly. So this man evidently put himself in great danger bringing this information forward, and yet the situation in Washington is described like rats jumping off a sinking ship. And we'll leave it at that. Now, another sidelight in terms of the delegate meetings that are going on around all the states, where they're sorting out who gets how many delegates for the presidential election. It appears that Hillary Clinton, if she has not already resigned from the race, she will be doing so by Friday. These were reports that were being flashed on CNN and some of the other major news networks a couple of hours ago. That means that we are saved and we may not have to have nationalized health care. What a blessing that would be, that she wouldn't get in office. But that doesn't mean someone else won't try to do it. So that brings us to tonight's guest. This gentleman has a company that sells foods that have a wonderful benefit to your health. They build up your immune system. They last a long time. They're foods that God has put on this earth, and these criminals in Washington have tried to outlaw these foods from being grown in the United States, although they prefer themselves in their hypocrisy to sell the drugs from the species that is actually a narcotic of sorts. The plant I'm talking about is hemp, and tonight's guest is the founder of Hemp USA, and his name is Tom James. Tom, welcome to Evident Footprints.
Thanks for having me back again, Don. I love being on your show.
What do you think of all this crazy news that I mentioned? You know, and I'm just scratching the surface here.
I just think it's outstanding that Hillary's not going to be president. Let me tell you, I'm so joy-filled I might even stay up all night just laughing about it. I'll be honest with you. Now, that's good. Now, all we need is Ron Paul for president, and I'll be the happiest man on the face of the earth.
Well, a lot of us will be happy.
Yeah, you know, hemp would be in every state with Ron Paul. You know what I mean?
Yes, he's been promoting it. In fact,
state. Yeah, it wouldn't be in prohibition for 71 years like it's been. Do you know how that's how long it's been in prohibition?
Oh yeah, long time.
Could you imagine? And alcohol is 13 years. Can you imagine a food product that is incredible for the American people and the people of the world? It's got to be in prohibition in this 330 million country. We have 330 million people that could use this food. I'd rather see them on this food than any pharmaceutical that's made by man, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. And we want to clarify this for the new listeners that aren't familiar with your product. We're talking about hemp, not the THC version, not the drug that's
correct.
Sold.
Correct. This is a free product. It is grown for its seed and seed only. And most THC is found on the leaves and the buds. But that is all cultivated back into the soil, and we grow these plants strictly for food. And they are THC free.
Yes. Now, I am a user of the product, and I've been telling you that I have been experimenting with different recipes. You know, I have the hulled seeds, I have the whole seeds, I have the hemp powder, and I have the hemp coffee as well as the hemp oil. I cook with these, all of these. In fact, I've improvised some dishes, and everyone who has tried them has remarked, wow, this really tastes good. What did you put in this? And then they ask, where's the brownies? No, I'm just kidding.
No. The brownies are fun.
No, I can tell that it gives one endurance. In fact, you know, the claims about the high protein are definitely true. I can work long, long hours without feeling stressed. I can get tired eventually. I mean, after 16, 18 hours, I need to rest. But I can tell you that I'm not experiencing any adverse symptoms of indigestion or anything like that. In fact, I feel quite energetic, quite healthy. I wake up, I'm instantly up. I go to bed, I instantly fall asleep. And don't wake up till it's time to get up, you know.
That's a blessing. That's a great food. I mean, it is the, out of the 3 million edible food plants on Earth, this is the most densely nutrient plant known to man. So obviously, whoever's listening, I'm just going to tell you that this is a blessed food, a blessed plant from God. Start taking it. Start using some of the products. Buy the sampler pack. We have the 5-pound sampler. I specifically advertise it only on radio shows. And it's a great way to get 1 pound of every one of our products. And
now,
you can buy it that way.
Yeah, I want to share something. Now, you are a sponsor. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to the big boss tonight, Don Newsom. What a wonderful man. What a wonderful guy.
Okay, so not only are you a sponsor now of Evident Footprints, but of BBS Radio as well.
Yes, I am.
Okay, now I want to let the listening audience know how fortunate we are to have a sponsor like Tom. He's got a wonderful, wonderful product. If you're, and I'm going to let Tom talk about this, but if you have certain types of health concerns related to diet, to energy, to illness, any of those things, he's got some products that are going to help you get well and get on your feet and return to that youthful exuberance you once had. If you're not there already, if you are there, it's going to give you more energy. It's going to give you just it's an incredible product. I have to say, I really have to agree. I've been using it now for about 2 weeks, and I automatically go to, well, what can I put this in? You know, what can I create with the hemp products that I have?
Oh, yeah, and then the in-between food, the nut, which is really called a nut, but everybody calls it a seed, would be the hemp seeds that are literally just loaded with magnesium and calcium and chlorozyme. I mean, they alkalize the body. They scrape the colon clean. They literally feed the brain, and they kill the desire for junk food cravings. So if anybody out there has a diet problem, they have a problem with their weight and they can't stop eating, they have these incredible desires to eat all kinds of sweets and chocolate, this product will actually bring you back to a balance where you will not have those desires for those junk foods. And you'll literally start losing weight automatically without even trying, just by consuming this food.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have a weight problem myself, so I'm wondering what kinds of stories you've heard from people that have had weight problems that have been using the product for a certain amount of time. What are you hearing?
Oh, wonderful stories. People just can't get over it. The weight just drops off them. They normally, do 3 shakes a day. They do a couple of a couple of handfuls of seed during the day in between their meals, and they see a difference. I've also had many people tell me they've gained weight on this product of the people that could never gain weight. See, it brings your body back to a normal balance.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna literally feed the body the nutrition it has not been getting, and it's going to help all areas of the body. So if you've been underweight, a lot of people are underweight, and a lot of people are overweight. It'll bring everybody back to a normal. It'll bring homeostasis to the body. That's what good nutrition does, Don. It brings homeostasis. Because our bodies need nutrition. We need to have digestive enzymes in our stomach to break down the proteins to feed the body. We need to have amino acids to feed the brain and keep the arteries flowing and dilate and keep that blood clean and flowing, and keep obstruction out of the arterial walls. And we also need to make the veins stretchable again. We need to get back to health. That's really what this food is going to do. It's going to bring people back to health. And that's what I think everybody really wants,
Yeah, and so many people adjust their diets to things that are pleasant tasting to them or that they've become addicted to. And so many people out there are unaware of the fact that almost everything that you buy, which is packaged, and we could probably say everything to some extent, has some kind of chemical, some kind of preservative, some kind of food coloring or an anti-fungal type of spray or and Lord knows what else.
They're all adulterated.
Yes.
They're all touched by man in some way and added, and things are added to it. So it takes away from the natural, real product, correct?
Mm-hmm. And so, then with that, what people don't recognize, it's like, you know, if you've ever eaten prepackaged popcorn, I'm talking about popcorn in a bag that's already processed. It's got a cheese flavor to it or... you know, and it's like a powdered cheese now. They don't even put real cheese on this stuff. They put cheese flavoring. And often those are just chemicals that are mimicking the taste of a cheese or whatever the particular flavor it happens to be. And they do this with potato chips. They do this with crackers. They do this with all the carbohydrate types of food. Putting lots of salt, lots of sugar, and these flavor enhancers, monosodium glutamate, for example.
Right.
And people are unaware of what these things do accumulating in your blood system.
I mean,
what does the hemp do? You know, you talk about scraping the colon. I don't want to go into it too much deeper than that, but is there any scientific evidence to describe what happens to these toxins? Does the hemp take the toxins out of the body?
Well, here's what hemp does. It frees up energy in the digestion process so the body can dispose of toxins automatically the way it was designed to do. But if the body is spending all its energy and time trying to digest without proper enzymes, it's going to waste all your energy. So the toxins are going to accumulate in the adipose fat cells. You know what I'm saying? They're just going to keep accumulating. So people get heavier and heavier, and they're toxic, more toxic and more toxic. So when they get this proper food, the correct digestive enzymes as found in the soft centers and the powders, you're going to release and actually free up a very good part of that energy that you used to waste. And now you're going to free up this energy, so now it can start pushing out toxins. So you will see it, as I said earlier, it's going to bring the body back to a homeostasis and get every body system working synergistically. That's what's missing now. People are running first of all, people can't even think right. I mean, you got all our politicians can't even think. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. So you got people that need brain food, okay? We need brain food. This is a brain food. This is a bone food. This is a heart food. This is a blood food. This is, it's just all the body systems will be enhanced and they'll be able to work synergistically. And I really just can't tell you enough how important this food is to the health of the human body. And I thought it was so incredible that I decided to bring it to the animal world now. And I wanted to bring all these foods in for the birds and the cats and dogs and the horses and all the little animals. So we now have it available for animals. Not to get into that subject, but we talked, I think the last time we talked about racing pigs, didn't we?
Well, and we were talking about the benefits of this for animals, and you had mentioned how an overweight dog or an overweight cat is going to lose weight and become slim. And you said, so if you're trying to, you know, you wouldn't use this for fattening a pig. I think you said something like that. And I said, well,
right.
There's a positive side to that, too. You could now develop a fast racing pig. So.
Totally. And I'm thinking of moving to Canada and opening up a racing pig, you know, a whole, you know, like a racetrack and just feeding them hemp. What do you think about that?
And that's your secret, right? Nobody else knows that you're feeding your pig hemp.
No. And they're going to say, wow, we've never seen a pig run that fast. Anyway, I love the product. It's, as I said, it's great emotionally. It's great physically. It's great spiritually. And it's just incredible what it does for the brain. I've even had people call me and tell me that they really just have felt great, and they haven't been depressed like they used to be. So it's such a high-nutrition food that it will affect the brain on even that level, okay, the emotions too. And I've noticed that even with my own mom. My mom used to call all the time about this and that, and she just doesn't do that anymore, you know. She's very happy. Matter of fact, she demands her hemp now. If I don't bring it over, she sends the boys over to get it, you know.
I thought you meant like every time she calls, you're trying to sell her more hemp product.
I give it to her. I love my mom.
I'm just kidding.
She can eat the hemp. Let me tell you, she's 82. She's got beautiful skin, Don. She's got beautiful hair. And she's literally actually slimming down now. She's been on it for about over a year. And she's really doing good. You know how it is, a sedentary lifestyle. You don't lose weight very quickly.
Yeah.
But people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s will see it quite immensely, quickly. Because, you know, a lot of people work out. And in order to get the full benefit, working out is always an advantage, you know.
Yeah. Well, I noticed one thing before we take our break here in a minute. Since I have been taking this, I notice a difference in my hair. Now, I have gray hair. You know, I'm at that age where I have more gray hair than dark brown hair. And but I still have hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing in my hair and my nails, and I'm sure that this has to do with the protein content of
nails will definitely be harder, yeah.
Yeah, my nails are harder. That's one thing I notice, and they're not growing as rapidly. So that's telling me that my body is actually using the protein. Back when I used to eat meat, my fingernails would grow to where I would have to trim them every couple of days in order to not be clicking my nails on the piano keys, if you know what I mean. And I'm adamant about keeping short nails, you know, for that reason, because it impedes with piano playing. And if you strike a nail on a piano key in the wrong angle, it could be very painful. So, but I noticed that the nails are smoother and harder. I can say that. And
my mom always says, "Oh, my nails have never been so hard." She was on 20 to 30 different supplements. She now only does the hemp soft centers, the oil, and the powder. That's what she does. It's amazing. It literally is amazing. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Don. I know it's just beneficial to so many people. Everybody comes up with different things. I mean, literally. And the more you take it, the less you'll need any kind of any kind of pharmaceutical.
Yeah. Now, also, I think what people need to understand, and I think we'll talk about this when we come back from our break here. We're going to take a short break and discuss the issue of weight loss and proper diet in conjunction with this, because to take the product and to not alter anything else you're doing, I think is a major mistake. I'd like you to think about that, Tom. We'll be right back. You're listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm Don Nikoloff, and our special guest, Tom James, will be back with us in a moment. Don't go away.
A monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to Evident Footprints. And we had a couple of messages from some sponsors and a new one that we just got today, hempusa.org. And we're talking about HempUSA's wonderful products. Welcome back to the show, Tom. I wanted to address this issue of overweight eating and what people do. I think we could look at the fact that some people are just addicted to the types of foods that they sort of crave. You know, they can sit down with a bag of potato chips and eat a whole pound of chips in one sitting, or enormous quantities of cookies, candy, cakes, and really there are some nutrients lacking from the system that cause one to crave those foods. But there are also things in the foods themselves that make one eat too much. I'd like you to sort of expound on that a little bit from your experience.
Well, the first thing to do, I would recommend for anybody, since we're talking about hemp and not eating right, is to always have the seeds available for in between your meals. Just have a handful ready. Believe it or not, a handful of the hemp seeds, enough to feed the body all the nutrients it needs for a 24-hour period. One handful of hemp seed. Could you imagine?
So I mean, you're talking really about like a tablespoon, right? Just about a tablespoon of it then.
Enough in between meals, or even two, depending on what you like. It's enough to stop the cravings. And then, you know, I have people that eat three or four handfuls. You know, I do. But everybody's different. It just depends on what your metabolism is and how you metabolize it and how mm-hmm. you eat. But the thing is, the amazing thing is that it really works. And I know people that have had chocolate cravings. They could eat a whole box of chocolate in about 3 minutes. Ooh. Literally. And I know people right now that could do that, and since they've been doing the hemp, they don't even touch it. They might have one here and there, you know, but nothing like they used to. Their cravings have left them. And the cravings are actually signs of a body that's not functioning properly. You know what I'm saying? There's something mm-hmm. missing nutrient. It's looking for nutrients. So you fill it with sugar, and you fill it with sugar, and you really never stop the craving, and you always eat more and more. That's why people get fatter and fatter. But the thing is, if you get a super nutritious food like this hemp product that we have, it will really stop the cravings, and you'll start to thin out, and you'll actually see muscle on your body, and you'll see the veins in your arm, and you'll look good, you know what I mean? Have you noticed that, Don, that you thinned down a little bit?
Well, as I mentioned, I didn't have a weight problem. I'm in good shape. I'm a martial artist. I'm a long-distance runner, and I do yoga, and I lift weights, you know, not to put on bulk, but to maintain strength. I get a lot of physical activity, and I make it part of my regimen. I will not just work through all day. I will stop enough to break up the monotony and take care of my body, because you can be very sedentary as a journalist or as a researcher or even a musician.
Right.
I'm thinking, you know, what's going through my mind is those people out there that say, well, I tried this diet and I tried this diet, and we're really not talking about a diet per se. We're talking about a healthy, wholesome kind of food that
Period.
God put on this earth.
That's right.
And it replaces many, many other foods, and you don't have to worry about getting bored with the taste. It's a pleasant taste. In fact, You can mix this with other things. You were talking about making a shake or a smoothie. I mean, you can
do
that with fruits. You can do that with vegetable. I was telling Tom off the air that over the holidays here, I had made a chip dip. And I call it a chip dip as a generic word. Actually, we weren't eating chips per se, but we were eating a very healthy kind of bread with this. And a whole grain bread. So everything was organic. And this dip, I had put some of the powder and some of the hulled seeds in there. Everybody was raving about, what makes this taste so good? What is this? And everybody had a healthy appetite. Everybody ate a normal portion of food. And I was watching. I didn't tell anybody the hemp was in there. And they just kept asking, would you give me the recipe for that dip that you made? And the salad, I'd made a spinach salad and used the, instead of putting bacon or something like that in it, you know, grease and that, I sprinkled some of the hulls, the hulled seeds over that, the soft centers.
Yeah, and, soft
and they loved it. It adds such a new dimension to cooking. It's amazing. You can put it almost in anything.
Yes, you can. Matter of fact, you know, my new thing is a baked potato with sea salt, hemp oil, a little butter, and a little cayenne pepper. And it's absolutely a fantastic little potato, baked potato. Really, really good. Incredible for everything you need in the food is right there. It's amazing. So I recommend that. I'll put that up on the site soon, okay?
Yeah. I think we should probably start compiling a book of recipes. I think that would be great.
I've been doing that over the year. It's just that we don't put them all up. I got about 20 up right now. But that'll be great, you know? But we were talking before about working out and health and the impaired body. Did you know the only food that can successfully treat the consumptive disease tuberculosis is hemp? And that
really?
Was proved in 1955 in a tubercular nutrition study. And it's actually the wasting away of the body. And hemp is so loaded with nutrition that it can actually stop the progressive disease of tuberculosis.
Yeah, tuberculosis, the primary cause is some sort of nutritional privation.
Yeah,
so.
it's a wasting away of the body. It's nutritive processes are impaired, basically.
Yes.
And the body just wastes away. And it could all go away if they ate hemp. How does that grab you? Is that amazing or what? It's amazing. So we're talking about, look, just eat properly, you'll be healthy. Working out, you'll be healthier, you know, and eating properly with working out, you'll be healthier, you know what I'm saying? But bringing health to the body all starts with nutrition and what we put in our mouth, right, Don?
Mm-hmm. That brings to mind the fact that there are people who will eat, you know, generally a healthy meal. Let's say they might have some kind of a pasta or some carbohydrate, a starch. You mentioned a potato. Now,
right.
what people don't understand, some do, I'm not speaking about everyone, but in general, I'll see the people that will be eating white bread, potato chips, you know, let's say at a cookout. Look at the typical cookout menu. What do you have? You have all of these chips, and then you have white breads or the buns and hot dogs. Lips and butts, you know, and then if let's say they have a potato salad or a baked potato, and then they have a dessert. Now, the problems arise when the body is trying to cope with all of this starch, and it takes the sugar, and it stores, it really can't process the sugar. It can't burn all that up. So
right.
The sugar causes any of the starch that is unused to turn to fat, basically. And that's
right.
Where the problems come. Now, this, you know, I'm fairly certain I've talked to enough experts about the myth of cholesterol. You know, that's as much a myth as there is in the energy crisis.
Yeah, exactly right. It's really inflammation is the big problem with heart disease.
Yes.
Inflammation. That's people in their 40s and 50s have heart attacks, and they don't know. They never had a heart problem before, but they die of a heart attack. That's because of inflammation. This is an incredible anti-inflammatory food. People need to know this. They need to know that the hemp products that we sell at hempusa.org are anti-inflammatory and they are gluten-free. Gluten-free. It's a wonderful product, you know?
Yeah, now those are the types of products that bind the unusable fats, yet it's rich in omega-6s and omega-3s. Tell us about those two.
Well, yeah, it's a perfect balance, and there is no other food that has the perfect balance of 6 and 3, plus omega-9, linolenic acid, and everything else you need to build up the arterial walls, the cells, the mitochondria of the cell, the RNA and DNA. I mean, it's that good, because we're mostly deficient in this country with essential fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could just get this oil in our system every day, we're literally not going to have the arterial problems we're having the last 30, 40 years, you know?
Yeah.
People getting arterial veins and everything taken out of their legs and put into their open-heart surgery. I mean, just think about it. If we were just eating properly, we wouldn't be in the hospital letting them cut us open, you know? We wouldn't be there. So it's really important that we have the proper food. And that's why I believe God raised me up again, I'm going to say it, to bring this food to the world and to let them know that hemp is not marijuana and marijuana is not hemp. If people call in or they write in or email you, Don, they don't have to waste their time and ask, will I test positive on a drug test? No, you won't, because there's no tetrahydrocannabinol in our hemp products. It's THC-free. And I really just wanted to let them know that. And maybe we should give the phone number. I don't think I did that last time.
Yeah, why don't you do that? And your web address, too.
Okay, the web address is hemp, hempusa.org. That's hempusa.org. And they can reach me at 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And you can ask for me, and I'd love to talk with you and help you with any kind of questions you have. You know, I'm always here for you.
Okay, now let's talk about the product a little bit. Those people that are listening, they're wondering, you know, what does this come in? Is this in an envelope? If I order this hemp, am I getting a small little bag of something? Am I getting a huge box? Am I buying a barrel? Describe the methods and the various ways that you sell the product.
Sure. It's on our website, but I'll go over it with everybody. We start with a 1-pounder, then we have a 5-pounder, and then we have a 25-pound pail. And then we go into the hundreds of pounds. And we started as a bulk shipper, but since I've been on the radio, I'm lowered all of them down to a pound. But our minimum order is $65. So whoever orders has to order a minimum of $65 because we don't charge any shipping.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really fair that in that area. I don't charge any shipping, no tax, and no over-the-border fees. So we have powder. We have seeds, salted and unsalted. We have oil, which is pressed from the seed. We have the soft centers, which is the center of the seed without the hull. And we have the hemp coffee, which we just added 2 months ago. And it's actually incredible coffee. So we have 5 basic products, and they're all from the seed. Nothing is from the plant at all. The plant is cultivated back into the soil. And the only thing we use from this plant is the seed. So it's really incredible what God has given us in this little nugget, you know? What a
mm-hmm.
nugget of incredible nutrition for human life and for animals, too. But it's just amazing. I just want more people to know how incredible it is and how life-changing it is. And the moment you take it, depending on how toxic you are, you might feel it right away. I mean, a lot of the weightlifters I deal with, they're very clean, and they feel it immediately. Some of the people that are toxic might feel it a week or so later, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they will feel it mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally when they're on it for a couple of months.
Yeah, I have to say, in my own case, I felt it right away. You know, I've been pretty healthy, so
yeah,
I felt it, you know, almost immediately, and I had to try the coffee, and I have to say, where regular coffee, and you know, I grind my own beans, and you know, I'm not buying coffee with chicory in it and all these cutting agents they use, you know, to break it down when they grind it. In these factories, I get the whole bean and I grind them myself. So I get pretty fresh coffee. Now I've gotten coffee beans in South America and they are really fresh. There's a big difference in what we get, you know, in other parts of the world. But I can tell you the process that I use, I get the freshest coffee that I can find. And people always remark, wow, your coffee is really interesting. This is an interesting taste. Now, when I added the hemp, and I've experimented using just the hemp coffee or a 50-50 blend with the fresh ground beans,
mm-hmm.
and I have to tell you that whether I make it full the hemp coffee 100% or 50% or 75%, whatever mixture I come up with, I notice that that edge that you get from caffeine is not there. That jittery feeling is not there.
I can have six or seven cups of this, Don, and it does not make me jittery. It does not make my heart beat fast. It just wakes my brain up.
Well, that's what I was trying to describe to you.
Something.
I was.
And
I got
tell you what, every
I got jittery.
Nervous, you know.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if you could hear the jitter in my voice there or not.
I feel like having some right now, but it really is a wonderful call. I had it today with a friend of mine. I really enjoy it. It's very special coffee. I mean, it just is so smooth and so tasty that you want another cup. That's how I get. I always want two or three or four cups. It's just crazy. But I forgot to tell you about what's in the protein of this plant. Of the powder is 65% of the 50% protein of the powder is globulin Edistin. And it's almost identical to human blood plasma. So it literally is so synergistic with the body. It's like made for the human body. And you talk about cleaning your blood, you'll notice that your veins will even get bluer. I've noticed that. When I eat a lot of hemp, it seems like blood gets cleaner and redder. But when it's in there and there's no oxygen touching it, it looks blue in your arm. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Well, I noticed that, especially when I'm working out. And when I do hemp before I work out, it's amazing. You feel like your blood's being washed. So it's readily available protein for immediate use. That's why a lot of the weightlifters and a lot of the cyclists and the runners call me and tell me they feel it immediately. And the kickboxers and the boxing trainers, they all use it. So it just helps restore bodies in every way.
Now, you called this globular Edistin. Now, the only Edistin I was familiar with before this was Thomas Edistin.
Well, yeah, Thomas Edistin is this is Globule. The first man's name is Globule. No, we're kidding.
They call them Glob for short, right?
Short. No, but it's an amazing, as I told you, we have the only hemp protein that's 50% protein. And of that 50% protein, 65% of it is globulin Edistin. And it's a readily available protein for use by the body immediately. And it is just a powerhouse of energy for people that are really into helping their body, you know, with energy. you know, needing energy. A lot of people tell me they just don't have the energy to even get up in the morning. I said, you can eat hemp.
Okay. Now, for the listening audience that's listening to the show and thinking, yeah, I should look into this. The food stores for a long time, I know. And do you have any specials, or what do you recommend to the person that wants to try it out, get started on it,
and
not have to call you up every 2 days?
Yeah, the 5 pound sample to try, and it's a great deal. So it's a pound of everything we have, and as I say, I only advertise it on the radio shows. Because there's a lot of people that never heard of it, or they don't know. But I've never, out of 4,000 shippings, I've never had one person tell me they didn't like the taste of this product. And it's just very impressive. So I just would recommend the 5 pound sampler. It's 1 pound of everything we have, including the coffee. And I think that's the deal. As I said, we don't charge shipping. We don't charge tax. We don't charge any over-the-border fee, and we pay it all. Plus, we ship it again to your house, no matter where you are in the 50 states, including Alaska and Hawaii. So I think we're generous when it comes to shipping, and I really believe that's what also makes people easier to make it saleable is by not charging the customer shipping, because it's expensive. I mean, it really is. So we're eating that, and I want my customers to get it, and that's really what it's about. It's getting them to try the product. My reorders have been incredible, you know, over 80. So the people really love it. So I would say
the positive. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I would say the 5 pound sampler is really good for them.
Okay. I think the positive about this food is that with all the crazy stuff that's going on, you know, we've got tainted food coming into the markets. They're having to pull all kinds of vegetables off the shelves, fruits. They're finding that there's contamination in food. I mean, we had this problem last year with the spinach, and it's almost like that was intentional. You know, there are some sadistic people out there in the world, and they'll do anything they can to make a buck, and to promote fear and all these things. And we're trying to present an alternative solution that, you know, let me ask you this question. If you were down to your bare cupboards and somebody said, okay, you get one kind of food that you can survive on for the next year, what would you
say? There would be no doubt I would say hemp. I mean, it takes up one-tenth of the room of any other storable food. It's a quarter of the price of any storable food, and it's the most densely nutrient plant known to man. That's just like a gimme. I mean, I wouldn't say anything other than hemp. And if I had a choice, I'd have all of them. I'd have the hemp seed, the oil, the powder. I'd have them all stored away, vacuum packaged to last 10 years. That's a smart investment, not buying silver and gold and things you can't eat, you know? So, yeah, that's a good question, Don. Very good question. And I had to answer that way. Not because I'm selling it. It's because it's the smartest food to own, to have, especially in time of need. African mothers fed it to their children for years when there was no food. It's got all the nutrients you need with just water. Mm-hmm. Just water. Think about that. That's amazing. So,
well, you know, in going back into the history of our founding fathers, both George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were both hemp farmers. Now, I don't know specifically if they were growing industrial hemp for, let's say, rope or clothes, and you know, because the hemp plant, the different species have a lot of different uses.
Yeah, they do, but I believe it was for clothing, because all the armies had to have hemp clothing. They made back then, in those years, all our flags were made out of hemp. They were making all the paints out of hemp oil. All the best quality paints in history were all made from hemp oil. Okay? As a matter of fact, can I say something, Don?
I know what you're going to say. Yes, by all means, go ahead.
Okay, I have hemp oil that's industrial grade that we use on wood, and I sealed all the wood around my home this last week with hemp oil. It darkened the wood, and it brought the grain out, and it totally protects the wood. Literally amazing. It makes it waterproof. And I just forgot. I wanted to tell people that the industrial oil I have can also be used on protecting your wood, especially your patios and your staircases and the ones that aren't painted yet. And say you just put new ones in. Don't stain it. Just, put hemp oil on it. It's incredible, absolutely incredible. And how it looks, it just looks so rich. It looks like you put the best stain on it. It's so natural, I thought that was interesting.
That's not the edible kind. You're talking about the industrial one now.
I'm talking about the industrial. We sell the industrial one for half the price. And it goes a long way. Great for doing fences, great for doing wood staircases, great for doing porches. Wherever there is wood, unsealed wood, I would recommend hemp oil.
Now, you mentioned that that hemp generally, and we're talking about the edible hemp again now, keeps parasites away. So could we keep, or it gets rid of parasites? Does that include politicians? Or?
Yes, that does include politicians, all the ones that are running for president now.
Everybody take hemp.
Hemp. Get rid of the politicians. I'll be honest with you. I would say it causes, after it comes out of the duodenum, it causes an alkaline system to be formed. So in an alkaline body, it's hard for parasites to exist unless you're acidic and things like that. So there's issues there that it's a wonderful alkalizer for the body. But remember, when you take hemp, when you start taking it, it goes in the body slightly acidic. And then it breaks down and it goes through the digestive tract and it comes out and it's now feeding the rest of the systems, making them all alkaline. And it feeds the blood alkaline. So it's a very interesting product. It's an amazing product if you think about it. Like, who would not want to take this every day? I take it every day. And it really tightens up the skin. You start to look like a piece of rope, you know what I mean? It's like, it's wonderful. It makes the body thin. It gives you a thin waistline. You can see muscles in your arms, and you actually see the definition in your upper body. And I see it in mine. I'm in pretty good shape, and I don't really work out, I just eat right. But I kind of look like I did when I was in my 20s, to be honest with you. And I'm 50.
Yeah, when you were talking about the globulin Edistin,
correct,
and being basically a molecule away from plasma, what went through my mind is the fact that a lot of people, you mentioned butter, using butter on this potato, and we have this myth that butter is bad.
Talking about margarine, I'm talking about real butter. I love butter.
Yes, I'm mentioning this because margarine itself is one molecule away from petroleum.
Plastic. One molecule away from plastic. Did you know if they left it in a tub outside, no animal would go near it, no fly, no insect, no bee for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
No dog would touch it. It would just sit there because it's nothing but plastic. And imagine what it does to the arterial structure of the body. Imagine what it does. Can you imagine?
And I said petroleum. I said petroleum because plastic is made from petroleum. So, we're looking at...
I thought you said plasma.
No, plastic. I said petroleum.
Okay. Then you're correct, Don.
Yeah, but I'm referring to the fact that plastic is made from petroleum. It's a byproduct.
Yes, of course. Petrochemical industry.
Which is why we see it wherever we are. This is why you don't cook in plastic or use plastic wraps or plastic bags and microwaving. You see, and those things are important too, because when we use these high speed, high tech ways of cooking food, which are really unnatural, using radiation, we are changing the molecular structure of the foods, making the foods worthless. And then we are also causing these elements like plastic to change their molecular structure and be absorbed by the food. This is the thing about certain types of plastic bottles, carrying drinking water in certain kinds of plastic bottles is you might as well be drinking tap water.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so I wanted to just point that out to people, those people out there that are thinking, you know, butter's bad for you. Why do they make butter? It's only in our more recent history, and when they came out with margarine, boy, did they ever advertise the heck out of margarine. You know, this is better than butter, you know.
Simply butter, but it's not. It's chiffon. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Blue bonnet on it. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, it's terrible. I mean, I tell you what, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Fleischmann's.
yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. Oh, man, I can remember them like I remember the cigarette commercials, you know? Remember that one?
I'd rather fight than switch.
Yeah, Lucky Strikes, remember?
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is, I think, you know, really, we should get back to the racing pigs and what it's done for the pigs since they started eating hemp. What do you think?
Yeah. We're going to have to do this.
I'll tell you one thing, Don. I don't know if I brought this up before, but Rudolf Diesel in 1894 invented the diesel engine, and it was first invented to run on hemp seed oil. See, people don't know this. And petroleum wasn't synthesized until 10 years later. Okay, so they literally copied the hemp seed oil to make the fake, you know, the gasoline they're making today. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It was the invention of the first internal combustion engine. It was 30 years after, you know, that he designed that diesel engine. And it's just amazing. Rudolf Diesel was an amazing man, and so was Ford. I mean, I think in 1942, he designed that Ford car that was made out of hemp and sisal. And they took a sledgehammer to it, and it bounced off. Do you remember?
Yeah, I've heard those stories. In fact, they're using hemp in many of the upscale cars today.
Back in the 40s, there was a hemp body made out of hemp.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't dent. It was 10 times stronger than steel. There's a 30-second video on my website you got to go look at. And it shows the Ford car. And you can bang it with a sledgehammer and it bounces off. Can you imagine? The insurance companies wouldn't like us if we had a hemp car, would they? You're having bumper cars. Yeah, boom, you bounce off each other. So don't worry about it. I'm okay. See you tomorrow.
And you can run it on hemp oil? Man.
Yep. Hemp seed oil. Now, remember, literally, you could make gasoline right now. You can make oil out of hemp seed oil if we had the production facilities for roughly 35 cents a gallon. So I believe there are many reasons why hemp is in prohibition, but the main reason hemp is illegal today is because of the biodiesel potential. That's my belief system. And also the benefits using biodiesel, it would start an economic boom. It runs in any diesel engine with no engine conversion at all needed. Did you know you wouldn't have to convert a diesel engine if we grew hemp here and we had the oil? It would just run on it. Did you know that?
No, I wasn't aware.
It would run on it, yeah. So you can make biodiesel from hemp, soybean, rapeseed, canola, and safflower, but the best is hemp. It would save family farms. It would employ hundreds of thousands of people all the way down to the county level. It would return economic control to the people, which we don't have now. It would naturally decentralize wealth, and they don't want that because the upper 2% want to control it, right, Don?
Yeah.
It would eliminate toxic pollution in water and air, and it would create a useful byproduct like food, clothing, and shelter for the people that are sick and needy. So why not bring it back to America? And I'm going to release my song, I think. I'm going to work on it very shortly. It's called Bring Hemp Back to America.
Well, we have to work on that together.
Okay, man. I wrote it already. It's done, but maybe we can produce it together. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun, man. And I'll sing it for you next time I talk to you.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, Tom. It's been great having you on the show and talking about all this stuff. I learn a little bit more about it every time, too. And,
okay.
And I'm hoping the listening audience is doing the same. And I know they are. I'm sure they are. I can tell you folks out there that these are great products, and give Tom a call. His number again is area code 908-691-2608. And, you can visit his website at hempusa.org. And if you're on my website, directlightproductions.com, right on the home page, there is a banner there. You click on that banner and it takes you directly to Tom's site. So if you happen to be reading and you remember, oh, I forgot to order my hemp, click on that button and he'll take care of you right away. Tom, it's been great, and I look forward to having you on again.
Thanks a lot, Don.
And I'm looking forward to all of your new spots. People are going to be hearing about your product on BBS Radio as well as seeing you basically plastered all over the website. So looking forward to that. And I wish you a lot of success.
Thank you so much. And God bless you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you have a good evening now.
Okay, buddy. God bless you.
All right. Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. And our special guest tonight, Mr. Tom James with HempUSA.org. Give him a call. In the meantime, join me tomorrow night. I will have my publishers, editors of the Idaho Observer as my special guests on Evident Footprints, Don Harkins and Ingrid Castle. And I'm looking forward to what they have to bring to us about what's going on in the political world. Some very interesting things, and they may even have a couple of surprises for us tomorrow night. So tune in. It's been nice having you with us. I'd like to thank Don Newsom and Seth Hendrick on the sound tonight. In the meantime, everyone have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.
Details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.